Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Colin Hanks. My name is Rachel, and today I'm very excited because I have one of my best friends and favorite people in the entire world. She's so funny. She's got a great TikTok and lots of funny content online. She also hosts a podcast of her own, Totally Rad, and she's the greatest. She's on a lot of game shows. She has a great, funny family. Her mom is really funny and her grandma's really funny. And she's wonderful. And she has a great dog named Paula. It's Alyssa Sabo.
Oh my gosh. That was the nicest intro. I'm going to listen to that every morning.
Every morning.
When I wake up.
I improvised that whole thing.
Yeah, that was like, honestly, I liked that you touched on my funny family. That's something that only like the real ones will get.
I'm a real one. But also your family is very funny.
Yeah, like it definitely feels like one of those things where I'm hope if I become famous or like any position of like leadership, I'm like gonna try to put them in everything. Like, even if my mom is just like in a movie and she has like one line, she's like, here you go, sir. Because they should all be they're funnier than me for sure.
Oh, so you're gonna be like the opposite of Colin and Tom, where Tom let Colin be in some of his movies and
yes,
instead you're gonna let your mom be in your movies.
Yeah, what movies were Tom and Colin in together?
Okay, so far in my watchings, he did a small minor role in That Thing You Do, where he was an usher who helped what's her face, Liv Tyler, into the final performance of That Thing You Do. And then he most recently in my rewatch, he did a movie, same year as this movie, The Great Buck Howard, where Colin was the lead and it was produced by Tom's production company. And Tom plays Colin's dad in that movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
They weirdly seem like the same age.
Really?
I don't know why I think that, but I'm like, they could be like, they seem more like brothers. How old was Tom when he had Colin?
He was kind of not too young. I don't know. Let me see. Okay.
Colin, you know, I don't know why, like, there's maybe I'm just used to like 1980s and 1990s Tom Hanks, because that's like my, so whenever I see Colin, like, I think of Tom Hanks from the 90s and I'm like, oh yeah, that, like, I don't think of him as like an older man.
Tom was 21 when he had Colin.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's young.
Yeah.
21?
Yeah.
Was he married to Rita?
No, he was, that was to his first wife. They were college sweethearts.
So. Oh, okay. Okay. So Colin has a different mom than Chet?
Yeah. And that's why that's why Colin and Chet are so different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Rita is Chet's mom.
Yeah. Well, if you watched the Emmys recently, this year.
Exactly.
Emmys, you know that Rita is Chet's mom.
I could see Rita being like Rastafarian.
Oh, yeah. Rita loves to rap.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Wow. Jeans are true,
weird then, yeah. Yeah. So but we're talking about The House Bunny from 2008.
Incredible film.
You were, before we started recording, you were telling me that you mistook this movie for Sydney White.
That's correct. I knew that, like, okay, Anna Faris because I saw it, you know, when it came out.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen it for a while. But I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Anna Faris does like makeovers for these like loser guys in a fraternity. So I had it kind of backwards. I thought it was like dweeby guys in a frat. And the whole time I was like waiting. I was like, oh, wow. I was like Emma Stone. I was like, wonder when Emma Stone and her gang is going to like turn down Anna Faris and then she's going to go to the loser guys. And then like Colin Hanks shows up as like a normal hot guy. And I was like, I could have swore he was like a loser. And I was like, oh, no, I get it. And,
yeah. Maybe just because Colin has the loser nerd vibe to him. So.
Yeah, yeah. But I was really into him as the love interest.
Yeah, no, me too.
Yeah, like,
it was interesting because his character didn't really have much going on for him except for he works at a nursing home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true. He was a very just kind of like
nice guy,
worked at a nursing home. But I mean, you know, the fact that it's also like, who's not going to like Anna Faris?
Yeah,
like,
right.
She's so charming and cute. Like, oh, yeah, this guy likes her. Of course he does.
But he likes her for her.
Exactly. He wasn't like, oh, into her. I'm sure her looks didn't bother him. But
yeah.
No. But yeah, I'm trying to think of like that one scene was really funny when they all come into the nursing home. He's like, cover your eyes.
Yeah. Because the guy is like, the old guy, his heart monitor.
Honestly, his character was just like hanging up flyers on trees. And yeah, but that was good. It was like, it was what we needed. It was like a nice, cute guy that was going to show Anna Faris that she was more than just like a pretty face.
Yeah. But you thinking that it was Sydney White, it falls into the one of my favorite movie genres, which is someone comes into a loser fraternity sorority and makes them cool.
Because, yeah, and this is a genre.
Yeah, no, this I can name three movies. The House Bunny.
The other one?
Sydney White and Monsters University.
Wow.
Yeah, and I love all three of those movies.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, so I graduated in 2008. And I do think that this movie and those other movies too, like it really encapsulates like our generation of what we grew up with, because for some reason, I think it was also like, do you remember that show, What Not to Wear?
Oh yeah.
So there was a lot of shows like that where it was just like total makeovers.
Yeah.
And I was obsessed with like the idea of a makeover, and not even just like from loser to hot, but sometimes from like scantily clad to modestly dressed.
Yeah.
Like, and so I have all these old cartoon drawings. I used to draw a lot as a kid that were just like before and afters. Like I was obsessed with, so this movie, obviously, in the vein of like makeovers, was my cup of tea, which I'm still like grappling with it. Like, why are we so obsessed with like makeovers as a like society?
I think it's
that I feel
fun.
Like it was very steeped into like growing up in like Y2K. There was just something about like a good makeover that.
Yeah.
It's like, the American dream.
It is. The mall montage makeover is also really big. Because I think of like Clueless is like one too, where like a makeover.
I mean, yeah, Clueless is another movie that's like, here's a loser and we're going to turn her into a hot person. Like,
yeah.
That's that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
I love makeover movies.
She's All That.
Yeah.
Another Loser. Never Been Kissed.
Oh,
yeah. It was like seeped into like every,
yeah,
like, and even this was a Happy Madison film. A lot of like Happy Madison films have the nature of makeover. Like Happy Gilmore is actually like getting a makeover to be like you know what I mean, not so crass. He's supposed to go from a hockey player to a golfer.
Yeah.
And then Billy Madison, he's like a dumb loser and he's trying to become a smart, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I mean, that's also just like movies, but
yeah,
there is this like kind of theme of, I guess it's like growth, if you will, but
yeah.
I mean, we love to see a woman take off her glasses and pull her hair down from her ponytail.
And she's hot.
yeah, Emma Stone. What did you think of, like, Emma Stone in this?
Oh, yeah. Well, this was, like, one of her first movies. But she had already done, like, Superbad, right? And
I know. Did she do Easy A yet?
I don't think so. I think that was later. But yeah. Isn't... The Tyson Ritter, is he also? No, he's not also the guy. He's in this. He plays her love interest. He's the lead singer of All American Rejects, which I was also going to say, this movie has like a great soundtrack for also like my high school, because it had like All American Rejects and a bunch of other like pop punk bands.
It had a lot of and then it also had a lot of like... yeah, just like what we grew up, like I think Take a Bow was in there.
Oh yeah.
And then When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Famous. Like that was what I think. Yeah, it had a very, very Y2K vibe to it. The fashion was like, because also we were also like growing up obsessed with Playboy. That's whenever like the Playboy bunnies yeah. came into the mainstream culture with like those like the three girls that were yeah, in this Holly,
the Playboy, the, what was that reality one. Show?
Yeah. Yeah, the play what was that show called?
I don't know. It was Girls Next Door.
Yeah, I was obsessed with that show. And then also like Paris and Nikki kind of like, you know, Paris Hilton. They oh, were yeah. very much like making like Playboy bunny culture a thing.
Yeah. Even in Legally Blonde, she dresses up as a Playboy bunny for Halloween.
Yeah. It was just, and then, and also in Mean Girls.
Oh, yeah.
It was very like a part of the Y2K culture, like Playboy pink. Like just, yeah. Like every outfit that Anna Faris was wearing in this, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, those short little pink skirts, you know, like
yeah.
I never wore that kind of stuff, no, but I remember couldn't. Like seeing it and being like, interesting outfit choice.
Before we get too far into it, the synopsis for this movie, for anyone who hasn't seen it, is after Playboy bunny Shelley is kicked out of the Playboy mansion, she finds a job as the house mother for a sorority full of socially awkward girls. Is that correct?
What an incredible synopsis. Like, just every... And also, I didn't realize going into this that this was a Happy Madison movie.
Yeah. I don't think I knew that either.
Yeah, but it had, like, all of the, like, Happy Madison tropes of, like, the really funny villains. Like, the villains were just so mean.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, uncalled for. They had no redeeming qualities.
It also had that one guy doing, like, a quick cameo in the prison, who I feel like he's in every, like, movie, right?
Oh, which one?
The guy where she was like, you're really pretty. You don't need to use... You don't need to wear makeup.
Oh,
he's like, I'm a guy.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who that was. What's his name? Jonathan
Loughran? He looked very familiar. Yeah, he was in.
Oh, yes. He's yeah. like cross-eyed in The Waterboy. And then you know who else was in this movie? The guy who plays Shooter McGavin.
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, Shooter...
So the dean of the yeah. college was Shooter McGavin, which is. Shooter McGavin is the villain in Happy.
Christopher McDonald.
Yeah.
Where do I know him the most from? I don't know.
Twitter. He's on Twitter. Also, he was arrested for a DUI.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm, like, up to date with Shooter McGavin.
He was in something.
Yeah, I think it was, like, honestly, it was, yeah, like, I really recommend this movie, especially if you're a millennial.
Yeah.
Because there was just so much about it. It was like an enjoyable film. And then also I felt like I was like opening like a time capsule.
Yeah.
To our childhood.
And I feel like aside from a few minor moments that probably haven't aged well, this movie did age semi well.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. I think it had like a very, I don't know. Also, I just find Anna Faris to be so
love her.
Amazing. She is such a, like, I feel like in real life too, she's really nice. And you just like love her. You want her to do well. And I don't know. Even like, I was like, wow, I know it's, you know, whatever. She grew up in an orphanage. But there was like a lot of heart to her character for being like, I never really feel like, you know, I never belonged anywhere. And then I found this place and it was awesome. And like sisterhood, you know, and then I thought it was kind of cute the way that she then found her way to like a sorority. And like, I thought it was really, I just thought that it had a lot of heart. And even her speech at the end.
Yeah. Like, and when she like, said, that's a meteor. And then the other girl's like, metaphor, you dummy. And she's like, no, actually, I meant meteor.
Yeah, yeah. Actually. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, like, all of her weird, like. I feel like she's, like, such a good comedic actress.
She's great. She's also very, she does physical comedy really well. Like, when she falls over the table and then gets, like, gum stuck to her hair.
Yeah.
Like, she's really great. Another one of my top 10 favorite movies of all time is What's Your Number with Anna Faris in it.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, it has Chris Evans. It's my favorite Chris Evans movie. It's honestly so great because they're both great. It's funny. But I love her, and I want her to succeed so well in life also because of the whole Chris Pratt thing.
Yeah. What even like happened? He just like became Christian and then like divorced her.
I think so. I saw on TikTok some like conspiracy theories that like he joined Hillsong, which is like a celebrity church that's
like a cult.
Yeah, and like Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin were part of that church or whatever. And apparently when he first joined, he started dating Hailey Baldwin. And they hooked.
What?
It's kind of like Scientology.
Before he was married?
Yeah. It's kind of like Scientology where they like kind of like got him dating other members of the Hillsong church. Cause then also he dated Jennifer Lawrence, I think, for a bit. Or like.
She went to Hillsong?
I think so. They had like an affair while they were shooting that one movie where they were in a spaceship together or something. I don't remember. But. He just doesn't see. He seems like a bad guy, and I just want Anna Faris to have the world.
Wait, you need to send me this TikTok. Also, yeah, he has like, there's such a weird vibe about him, and Anna Faris is to me, is so like pure, and like wholesome, and just like true. And anytime I hear about like somebody like. Doing stuff at like a church, like especially like a mega church like that, and then like it just is like, ooh, that's not good.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, I don't know, there's just something about him that just rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't like him. I'm glad that
she's
out.
Did you like him when he was on like Parks and Rec?
I did, but I wasn't like a big fan. I was just I was like, oh, okay. And then he got really big and I was like, oh, it's that thing where it's like he got like too full of
himself.
Too
big for his britches.
Yeah.
It's what we say in Pennsylvania. No, I agree. I remember liking him in Parks and Rec. I was like, oh, he's so sweet. Like, yeah, it's cute. Like, and then, yeah, then he just starts and then he's like, what is going on?
Yeah,
this guy's he like takes himself way too seriously, and Anna Faris to me is just like a sweet fun goofball.
Yeah,
and she needs to be with like somebody who
appreciates. She just got married to Michael Barrett, who's a cinematographer, and they look very cute together.
I love that. Okay, we are Anna Faris stans on this pod.
Anna Faris stans. Also, this whole cast is great. It's Emma Stone, Kat Dennings, Rumor Willis, Catherine McPhee,
American Idol. I was like, I can't wait to talk about Catherine McPhee being in this.
And Keeley Williams from Cheetah Girls
and 3LW.
Yeah, 3LW. And then the lead singer of All American Rejects is in this movie too.
I really did enjoy the casting. I think there was that scene where they were doing the karaoke.
Yeah.
And I was like, here we go, this is why Catherine McPhee got this movie. Like, and she really did kind of take over that scene. Like, she was the only one singing.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, American Idol.
But I was like, so many of them can sing, because I know Keeley's a singer too.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
And I know Rumor Willis is also a singer. It was kind of sad that, like,
the only person of color was didn't talk.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, guys, we can do better.
But also, she was British, and I was like,
I know. They're like, you can talk and you're British?
Yeah. I don't know if it was the best British accent, but it was a British accent. Yeah.
She is a staple, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked Emma Stone. This was kind of like one of her first roles. She was
Easy A was in 2010, so it was 2 years later.
Yeah, yeah. Because this was also, probably, a huge deal to book this movie for her. But it was, she was, one of the leads, but not necessarily. It was, Anna Faris's movie.
Yeah.
But I thought she was great in it.
Yeah.
This is the Emma Stone that, everybody would always be like, you remind me of Emma Stone. It was roles like this,
Yeah.
okay, because we're both kind of husky boys.
My favorite thing from this movie that I think people still quote or reference to this day is the whole when she learns someone's name for the first time, she says it, she repeats it back to them in a gruff voice.
Yeah, Natalie.
Natalie.
That is, I wonder if they knew, that to me seems like something they knew, that Anna Faris does this weird thing. Like, to me, there's just something so weird and specific about it. But they must, you know what I mean? Or maybe not her, but maybe someone, whoever wrote this, feel like that's such a weird and specific thing. And or something, you know what I mean? Because not everybody, but also Anna Faris's main thing is from being in Scream or not Scream,
Scary Movie?
Not Another Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Or what is it? Scary Movie.
Scary Movie.
And yeah, I just feel that feels like something that would have been going on that set where she was talking like a demon.
Yeah. It just was so funny. Also, I read in the IMDb fun facts that or was also on Prime fun facts, where the scene where she comes out of the shower totally naked and just walking around. Apparently, Anna Faris actually just walked around. They had a body double for her, but she was like, no, I'll just walk around, because then she got the honest reactions of her co-star seeing her completely naked.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And I feel like she in this they had her in a super padded bra, because
she also said that she got lip injections for the role because she figured that her character would have them, and then she also wore a push-up bra the whole time.
Yeah, she definitely, I was like did she always have lip injections?
No.
That's so funny. Did they tell her to do that, or she just did that?
I think she just did it. Yeah. Nowadays, people get lip injections all the time. I see TikTokers getting them all the time, and they just kind of wear down after a while, and then you get them back in. And
yeah.
Like,
would you ever get lip injections?
No. But I was looking at a filter the other day, and I was like, my top lip is really thin, but my bottom lip is really big.
Yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I think there's like a part of me that like, I think it would look cool.
Yeah.
To have like bigger lips, fuller lips. But then I'm also like, I think I'm just too scared of like all the stuff that could go wrong, because I feel like I always see a horror story where someone's like, this is what happened to me, my brain died after I got lip injections, you know what I mean? So I'm always like, is it worth it? But
yeah,
the amount of people that get like plastic surgery, even like Botox and stuff like that, and like I mean, we're in LA,
I
but
know
I'm just like trying to moisturize.
Yeah, I was at a dinner for my friend before her wedding, and they were all just casually talking about getting Botox, everyone. And I was like, you all get Botox? You guys are like in your 30s. And like, it just is like so surprising that like,
it's just like in the culture.
Everyone does it. And I understand that they actually do help with migraines. So like, if you do have migraines, Botox is good for...
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
You know what else is good for migraines? Tylenol. I'm just kidding. No, that's pretty... Yeah.
Yeah, but there are, like, lip glosses that do that thing where they make your lips kind of... Because they're...
Like tingles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think I'll just use those until someone tells me that I need to...
No. I think it's, like, if I... Like, I guess if it was a thing where... Like, because Kylie Jenner really did have, like, no lips.
Yes. She's a completely different person now.
She like, looks totally different. Yeah.
Looking back at her old photos, I'm like, that is such a sweet-looking little girl. And then you look at it, and it's like, that's a Kim clone. And
it's
I'm
really,
like,
yeah, it's really weird.
Yeah.
She is very much, like, she looks like somebody that was, like, on the track team at my high school. And now she doesn't look like a real person. Yeah, no. You're right. It's like a Kim clone.
Yeah, it's weird. But, oh, another thing I loved about Anna Faris's character is how she couldn't really say philanthropy the whole movie.
Oh, my gosh. There was, like, yeah, there was a lot of... I enjoyed the like moments, and they didn't necessarily like, yeah, okay, she was like a dumb blonde character, but they did it in a way that was like, it was like a different, I don't know. It wasn't just like what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah. There's just also like little tiny smart jokes that like, I don't think I got before, but like,
yeah, me neither. Even like Emma Stone, when they were like doing the car wash,
and
she like puts it on her pants, like she peed her pants, and like, I don't know. There was just like moments where I liked the moments where like Emma Stone was being weird, and then Anna Faris got to kind of like react to that, because then it was like, you know what I mean? Like Anna Faris wasn't like dumb, like she wasn't so dumb that she didn't like know how to react to like weird other weird stuff going on.
Yeah.
But I liked the how they were like, we can be 60% Shelley. Was her name Shelley? Yeah.
Yeah, Shelley.
60% Shelley and then like 40% us. Cause it was, you know, whenever they were like, they started to kind of like lose themselves, and they were looking over the pledges, and they were like, she's ugly. Like, I thought it was kind of like funny and like not really realistic the way that they just like totally transformed. Like I was like, that wouldn't happen. Like,
yeah,
you wouldn't just get one makeover and then like become a different person. you know what would happen? Like you would get that makeover, and then the next day you would go back to looking like how you look, because you don't know how to do that every day.
Yeah.
But they just like totally, it was like, this is who we are now. And now like, and also Shelley's character was not mean. Like she was never like that. So I was like, you guys need to get it together. Like that part actually made me like really sad. And then, yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's a thing of that Shelley is such a nice person that she's mean, but other people, when they're hot, they become mean, which makes Shelley an even better character. Cause she's
hot. Exactly. has that ever happened to you where you were like feeling really hot and then you like started to act mean?
No, 100% no. I've never felt hot in my life.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's not true. Rachel, I've seen you get dressed up for events. And
oh,
you
well, I did get
on.
Dressed up for New Year's Eve one year. And I had like, it was kind of a little bit revealing. Like you could,
okay.
I allowed people to see my boobage area. And the whole time I just kept being like, why are people not looking at my face?
Right. So, okay. So you didn't necessarily like become hot and then you got me and you were just confused.
I was just really insulted that it's true. Men do not look at you in the face if you have
wow.
your boobs hanging out. And I was really upset. So I guess I did get mean because I was like, why aren't you looking at my face?
Wow. Did you feel like, oh my gosh, like I have it going on. Like I know I'm hot. Or did you feel like confident? Or did you just feel kind of like, oh, this is weird. I don't want to do this ever
I felt
again.
Weird the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see. I don't even know what it would feel like to have cleavage. I'm incapable of cleavage. So that is one thing that I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, like, sure, I've like looked nice for events or whatever. But it's there is something about like having cleavage that I wish I knew what that felt like.
No,
you
well,
know what I mean? Like, I know yeah. that it's like whatever, but it's like it is an interesting thing of like, I don't even think with like a push-up bra, I could have cleavage.
I think you could. Oh, the scene where they are talking about the calendars and the guys are like, I'll take two. And they're like, oh, well, everyone's so nice. And they're like, yeah, because one, what if one gets messy or something?
Yeah, I might get one messed up. They were like,
ew.
Yeah, I thought there was like funny joke. There was nothing in there that was too where I was like, okay, it's
yeah.
2008. It was pretty like family friendly.
Yeah, I think
you know?
It was because it was written by two women that it
yeah.
was. It kind of stands other than like an R word and like maybe some other things. Okay.
Well, yeah, and then like. I'm always kind of interested in the dynamic of like the other female characters. And obviously we had like, you know, there was that one girl in the play mansion, the Playboy mansion that was like trying to destroy Shelly. Then we had the like sorority house mom who like hated Shelly.
Yeah.
And then we had that other like rival sorority of those girls that hated Shelly. So there was a lot of people hating Shelly, but then there were also a lot of women like supporting Shelly.
Yeah.
And you know what? The truth is, like, as much as I don't want to like admit that like women can be mean to women, like they absolutely can.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. So it's like,
yeah. I think it's a problem with like women feel that there can only be a few women that succeed because for so long only a few women could succeed. And now we're realizing that, oh, no, all of us can succeed.
Well, can we? Because I don't know.
No, we can. We just have to.
I'm just kidding. No, absolutely. And then also maybe even like, OK, this is a prime example. There is like someone who I'm friends with now. Who like at first, whenever I like first met her, I was like, she's just like so pretty and like hot, you know what I mean? And like I was like, ugh, like I kind of was, you know, having a moment of like, oh, do I even like this person? Just like
okay,
a hot,
you can
funny
just say
person.
It's me.
It was you, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, and I kind of judged because yeah. I was like, I just assumed that they were like, you know, what do they have? They're just
yeah.
like full of themselves because they're like hot. And then we became friends. And then I realized that that's not just it. So I learned a lesson. But so I understand why a lot of people would like see Shelly and be like, what?
Yeah.
But it's like she grew up in an orphanage. Okay. She was
yeah.
an orphan.
Everyone has their
Everybody has a story. Everybody yeah. has a struggle.
Though all of my enemies are horrible people, so.
Absolutely. And also so are mine, and your
yeah.
enemies are my enemies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And your enemies are my enemies.
Exactly. Would you say you have more female enemies or male enemies?
Well, considering the whole male, all cis males are my enemy. I think I have more. I don't think I actually have really any enemies except for Chet Hanks. So yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I probably have a combo, equal combo of female and male enemies.
Yeah, I've had more males. I mean, more females hurt me than males, because yeah. I feel like I put
more trust in them.
Yeah, and when they hurt me, it hurts worse.
It hurts even more.
Whereas
yeah,
when men do that, I'm just like, well, you suck anyway. So I should have known.
Exactly. You're not like as freaked out.
Yeah. But speaking of Chet and then transitioning into Colin, there was one scene that was an homage to Colin's dad in this movie when
Oh, yes, the Forrest Gump scene.
Yeah, where Rumor Willis runs with her back brace and then it breaks apart. And
also, wow, yeah, Rumor Willis, Bruce Willis's daughter, oh, yeah. And Demi Moore. And then Colin Hanks, Tom Hanks' son.
Wow.
Were there any other nepotism?
Hey, I feel like Rumor Willis and Colin Hanks aren't really that associated with, like, of course, yes, but they're not like that associated with their parents as much.
Well, it's the reason why they're who they are.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Like,
well, yeah.
Do you think either of those two people would be famous if they didn't have famous parents?
Probably not. You're right. I'm just saying there's some people who really latch on to, like, I'm talking about, like, I don't know, Dan Levy did a whole show
where yeah. It was sure.
His dad, where it was like, this is my dad, but I still love him. But, like, I feel like Colin hasn't really done that much with his dad because he's kind of separating himself from him.
Of course. And it's like when you are the son or daughter of a famous rich person, you can't ever truly separate yourself because you have, like, you are the person you are because of all the opportunities and the privilege.
Yeah.
So as much as, like, yeah, he's not, like, doing movies and shows with his dad, it's still like everything he kind of has is kind of because of his dad.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know what I mean? But yeah. I think that you're right. Like, they're not as obnoxious in a way. Like, they're just kind of like, they seem like humble and just kind of like low key about yeah. it.
They're trying their hard. They understand their privilege, but then they're also trying to be like, yeah, but I want to try to make it on my own, which is why Colin up until this point hasn't really done that well. Like, hasn't done big movies. This is like one of his first big movies other than like Orange County and King Kong. Other than that, he
yeah. Wait, who's the one actor that, like, oh, do you know that Nicolas Cage is like
Sofia Coppola or Francis Ford Coppola's nephew?
Yeah, and he changed his name because he didn't want people to know that.
Yeah. Well, also, Jonah Hill and Beanie Feldstein are related, and they changed their names so they couldn't be associated with each other.
Well, they look exactly alike.
It's true.
Oh, man. No, I'll get so sad if we start talking about nepotism, because it'll make me want to quit.
No, don't quit.
All right.
Okay, well, wow. Well, Colin was really cute and adorable in this movie.
He really was. He did a really good job.
He did. He did a great job. There was that one scene where and then another thing that always makes me laugh. Anytime I see mahi-mahi on a menu, I'm like, can I get just one mahi because I'm really full or something?
Oh, yeah. Just one mahi.
But that date when she's like trying to impress him because she's using her typical ways of getting a guy, which is being sexy, and she's like, well, I have another guy coming, and he gets mad and he leaves, my heart broke a little because I was like, no, come back.
I know. I was actually really rooting for them. Yeah. I thought they had a really sweet their meet cute was really cool.
Yeah,
because she was like, do you want a car wash?
Yeah, and he's like, I don't have a car.
Yeah, he's like, no, and the, you know, and she was like, in her little bikini, and she was like, okay, you know, like, yeah. And then he was like, yeah, it's a nursing home, and she was like, what,
a home for nurses?
I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
And yeah, obviously just the fact that he worked at a nursing home and he seemed like he genuinely enjoyed his work there.
Yeah. And there was a point where they were dancing at the nursing home and he stepped on her foot, I think, and she
and
had
he was
a crazy
like,
outburst.
He was like, hey, would you like to get dinner? Like, I just thought he was really cute. And I'm also a sucker anytime there's like an old person who's like cheering on someone to like ask her out, you know what I mean? Like, I think I just love old people so much, and so anybody that's like a character in a show that like loves old people and takes care of them, like I just automatically trust them more. And I think that the writers knew that. They were like, what's a good job for him that like right away, we don't have to give much information about him, but if the audience knows he works here, they're going to trust him.
Yeah.
Nursing home guy.
Yeah.
So that's a little screenwriter tip for you guys.
Screenwriter tip. Have him work in a nursing home if you want him to be automatically a nice guy. And then also, if you want the audience to root for them, have an old person be like, go,
be like, go. Yeah, there's a scene like that in the wedding planner.
Oh yeah,
J-Lo is surrounded by a lot of like older people.
Yeah, because like, his dad has like a chess team.
Yep. And then also older people and adversely young people, and Matthew McConaughey was a pediatrician.
Oh yeah,
so they were doing like double duty with like the old people. So yeah, it's like the only other option for Colin Hanks, his job would have been like kindergarten teacher.
Oh yeah. I thought when I was remembering this, I thought that he worked for the college, but I guess he didn't. I did too.
I thought, well, I mean, obviously my thought was that he was a loser.
Okay. Well, what is your favorite Colin Hanks movie or TV show?
Well, honestly, I thought it might have been Tenacious D.
Oh.
But then I watched this and I was like, no, it's this. So to be honest, it's this one.
Yeah. This is my favorite too.
Yeah. I was, and also like, I want him to be like the leading man more. I wanted more of him, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
I thought that they could have done a little more, and obviously like I'm sure there's a director's cut, extended cut with like deleted scenes, like Colin scenes, because I feel like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there should have been more.
There should have been a little more of him.
What I'm confused about watching Colin's career so far is that like he is the lead in a lot of like indie or low budget movies that are bad. And then when it comes to like big budget Hollywood films like this one and then King Kong, he's always like a very, very minor character. And I'm always wanting more from him because I'm like, you're Colin Hanks. And then I feel like he gets into television soon in his career. And that's where he's like, this is where I can really thrive is television, because like television is good and he's the lead in it. But I'm like, that's just surprising to me that like, he, in his career, he's had to like kind of figure out what he's good at.
Well, yeah, and maybe like with movies, maybe people were kind of scared because they like he has big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
And maybe it was just one of those things where they're like, we already got the Hanks.
Yeah.
We don't need another one. Like, you know what I mean? Which is like a real thing that like, I usually would never try to like have like any kind of sympathy for like rich kids. Maybe there is a little bit of like, you got big shoes to fill, kid.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm glad he found his way in television because he does seem like a really great guy.
Yeah. Out of all the, well, no, I like all of the Hankses except for one. So I was going to say out of all of them, I'm rooting for him the most, but I'm rooting for all of them except for one. You know what you did.
Is it just Chet and Colin?
No, it's Colin Elizabeth, who I really want to be best friends with, but I feel like that's weird. And then
and
Chet,
who is her mom?
Samantha. So Colin and Chet are from his first marriage. And then
Colin and
Elizabeth are from his first marriage, and then Chet and Truman are from Rita. And
who's
I don't know anything
Truman?
Really about Truman, except for that now he works in like the camera department on things. He's a camera
guy.
I'm
looking at a photo. Elizabeth Hanks is an actor.
She's more of a writer, but she has starred. She's like was on the bus in Forrest Gump. She was one of the kids on the bus.
She looks just like Tom.
Yeah, she looks like Tom. And then I feel like everyone looks like Tom except for Chet. I don't think looks like Tom.
What if it's not really his son?
I want to start that rumor, but I don't want to start that rumor.
So Truman is Rita's son?
Yeah, Truman does look a lot like Tom.
Truman's hot.
Yeah, but we don't know anything about him. He could, I don't know, Chet makes me nervous, so I'm like, is Truman also not... Okay.
Wow.
But we don't
know
much.
What does Truman do? We don't know.
He works in the camera department.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he just graduated, so he just started out in the camera department. He's like been assisting camera stuff. He did like Black
Hanks
Widow.
Before he had like his tattoos and he was like all buff.
He looks like a nerd.
He looks like a nerd, and also he looks like that kid in that meme where that kid's like...
Oh, I don't know.
Where his, like, veins are all popping out, and his head is like...
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
I was like, if there's one person that's going to get this reference, it's going to be Rachel. The most online savvy person. Oh, Chet.
Okay, so House Bunny is your favorite.
Yeah, actually, I think it is.
Okay, well, on this season of the podcast, I'm having people, because Colin Hanks has a line of Hankskerchiefs, which are handkerchiefs, but they're called Hankskerchiefs because obviously his last name. So I'm having my guests design or like pitch to me what they would put on a Hankskerchief based on the movie they saw. So... For the House Bunny, what would be the Hanks kerchief?
Oh, I love this. Okay, so I would put like a lot. I would actually have old people, like little cartoon old people with like Playboy bunnies.
Okay.
Mixing and mingling.
Okay.
So there would be like a little bit of that design. And then there would be, because I thought that mainly because I wanted more like Colin, and that was like, you know, a big part of his storyline, the nursing home.
Yeah.
And then I would also have like some Greek letters.
Okay. Yeah.
To Zeta. Symbolize like, you know, sorority life. And then I would also have like Emma. I think Emma Stone had like a really serious like side part that I think is very telling of the times. So I think I would have like a little zoom in on like her side part, just not like her actual face.
Just her hair part.
Yeah, and obviously the color of the handkerchief would be hot pink.
Yes.
And it would also have like fur, like little fuzzy, you know, like a boa.
Oh, okay.
Like it would have that detailing on the edges.
Oh, fun.
I
like this.
Is that good?
Yeah, I would buy it.
Okay.
Okay, also for this season, I've made, I'm making people take BuzzFeed quizzes. So I made this quiz. It's called, which Zeta Alpha Zeta sister are you?
Ooh, okay.
Okay, what are you studying in school? Communications, women's studies, performing arts, nursing, psychology, you got your GED, or science?
I would actually say for like communications.
Oh, okay. What's your philanthropy? Theater, senior citizens, orphans, disabled people, environment, human rights, or women's rights?
Okay, senior citizens.
Definitely. What's your go-to karaoke song? Time After Time, Barbie Girl, Like a Virgin, Play Is Gonna Play, Pocketful of Sunshine, I Really Like You, or Beat It?
What's I Really Like You?
That's the Carly Rae Jepsen song.
Oh, that song. I just met you.
No, it's
really like you. Okay, Time After Time.
Time After what month of the calendar would you be? October, September, November, April, December, July, or January?
I'm probably July.
July. Okay.
Well, no, sorry, because then I would have to be in like a bikini, which I probably wouldn't. I'd probably be, would you say September?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be like the back to school.
Okay, yeah. Fine. What Tom Hanks movie are you? That Thing You Do, Larry Crown, Toy Story, A League of Their Own, Forrest Gump, You've Got Mail, or Big?
Big.
Okay.
This is fun.
You got Joanna. Oh, Joanne, you're shy and wear a body brace, but you don't mind. I mean, no, wait, sorry. Let me read that again. You're shy and wear a body brace you don't need. Run, Joanne, run.
Oh, my gosh. I am.
Joanne.
I don't think so. Me in college. Yeah, I would have been Joanne.
Yeah, you're Joanne. You don't talk to boys.
And then I take off my body brace. And yeah. I'm
and then you're hot. Gorgeous, you're running. Hot.
Yeah.
You're running.
That's kind of how it happened
top.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever since I took off my body brace, I can't stop running with the guys that I like. We go on runs together.
Yeah. And you pull your beanie off and your magical hair is just blowing in the wind.
My beanie. I used to wear beanies like that.
Oh, yeah. I still do sometimes if I have
Me
bad
too.
Hair days.
I mean, I do love a hat.
Yeah. What's that? A hat? Crazy. That's from Wizards of Waverly Place. Okay. Well, now that we know that you are Joanne, let's rate the house bunny out of 5 Colin Hankses. How many Colin Hankses do you give the house bunny?
Honestly, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5. I thought it was just such a good movie. Such a fun, lighthearted, had a good message. 5 out of 5 for me.
Yeah. Same. I'm giving this a 5 out of 5. Colin Hanks's. This is a perfect movie. I may just rewatch it again.
Me too, honestly. Anna Faris and Colin Hanks. Now that is like a duo that I love. And also, I know they didn't get into it too much, but you know that Anna Faris probably dated some losers in her past.
Yeah.
Guys that were not treating her with respect.
Oh, her character?
Yeah,
her
character.
In real life, she did. But
in real life and her character. And so a Colin Hanks, you know that he's just like adores her. And like, I know we don't get into their like life together, but like I imagine it to be so like good, and he's just like a stable force for her, and just probably thinks she's the funniest and sweetest. So
it's a perfect movie. Everyone go watch The House Bunny.
Go watch, let us know, take the quiz, find out which Zeta you are.
Yeah, find out which Zeta you are. There's some surprises in there, so.
Yeah, wait, what, did you take the quiz?
I didn't. Should I take it?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Okay. What am I studying in school? Well, I studied film, and so that's either communications or performing. I'll go with communications. What's your philanthropy? Theater, senior citizens, orphans, disabled, environment, human rights, or women's rights? I will help the children, the orphans. My go-to karaoke song, time after time, Barbie Girl, Like a Virgin, Player's Gonna Play, Pocketful of Sunshine, I Really Like You, or Beat It. I'm going to go with I Really Like You.
Yeah, I was going to say you, Carly Rae.
What month of the calendar would you be? I want to be Halloween.
Yeah. So
October. What Tom Hanks movie am I? Well, my favorite movie is You've Got Mail.
Yeah.
Okay, I got Lily.
Lily?
You're extra shy, a great
the
texture.
The one that doesn't talk.
Actually British.
And you're actually British. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Also, Lily was the one that was like had the most she was able to like see what was really going on. And
yeah.
That is you. I think you're good at like getting people back on track with and like getting them back in touch with like reality.
Yeah, it's like
that's like
you
your strength.
Hear yourselves?
What are you guys doing?
You guys are so mean to
you
these
guys
girls.
Lost yourselves with all your makeup.
Yeah. And if any guy ever comes up to me at the post office or
yeah,
whatever,
yeah, you would absolutely lose your mind.
What? Okay.
So over there, who I didn't see at all, come near me. You got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Well, thank you so much for watching The House Bunny and talking about it with me.
Thank you. This was truly a dream movie. I'm so glad I got to watch it and debrief it.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you on for this episode. Where can people find you?
Oh, I'm all over the freaking internet. I can't keep myself away. Every day I'm like, I'm not going to post anything on my story. I'm going to go rogue. And then within like 5 minutes, I'm like, I got to repost this. Yeah. So Instagram at Alyssa_Sabo. Same on Twitter. And on TikTok, it's just at Alyssa Sabo. No underscore.
Wow.
And yeah, listen to my podcast if you like... someone once said it's like a cross between like the Amanda Bynes show and like something on PBS.
Oh my gosh, it is.
So if you like that, I think you'll like this show. Totally rad. You can find that where you get your podcasts.
It's a very funny show.
Yeah, Rachel has been a guest. Rachel, friend of the pod.
No, but I love it and I love all the clips. Because they make me laugh so much.
Yeah, those like Ben does such a good job editing. Shout out to my editor, Ben.
Well, thanks again.
Yes, and thank you so much. God bless the Hanks.
God bless the Hanks. And Hanks for listening. Okay, yay. Bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks.